All right, happy Monday, internets. Welcome to the ROI of Why, your number one podcast that focuses on all things purpose and impact as it relates to business. As always, we've got your favorite crew joining you today. Still doing the whole, you know, through the 2D video chat new norm that we exist in, but I am one of your hosts, Andrew. As always, we're joined by the very lovely Angie Kubicek and the dental hygiene poster child, Mr. Graham Panton Brooks. How are you, sir? Through the computer screen, man, I still just like teeth envy, dog. So much teeth envy.
Oh, and I'm blushing now.
That is hilarious.
Dustin, the audio guru, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thank you.
Good. Good, good, good. Alrighty. Well, I hope that everybody is doing well out there in the digital space. Before we jump into today's episode, friends, how are you? Are we staying safe, washing the hands, keeping it crunchy? What's going on in your lives?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've really kind of adapted well into this work from home setup. I typically have a pretty decent commute on a daily basis. So yeah. I'm not going to lie, I've kind of enjoyed not leaving my house to drive 2 hours every day. It's kind of cool to be home, help my kids get out the door in the morning. And so for me, I feel like I've adapted well into the work from home world, but I know others are really struggling with it. So it's just interesting, depending on where you were, I think prior to this whole shutdown, people's perspectives have really kind of surprised them. How about you guys?
Yeah, I would agree, right? Like, I think that's the nail on the head. I mean, leading up to this, I know you had worked remote, maybe 1 or 2 days a week at times. I've done the same for almost a decade, so I feel like I was primed and ready for this. I'm curious to see, Angie, how you or Dustin or Graham, how are you guys creating a scenario in which not every day is frickin' Tuesday, because that's literally what it's like. I'm just like... I feel like I feel like Billy Madison when he wakes up by the pool, and his friend's like, "What day is it?" And he goes, "October." Like, I don't even know what's real anymore. Like, how are you guys handling the day to day and not letting it just be Groundhog Day?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I feel really fortunate to be able to work from home. I think that there's a lot of people and maybe some of our viewers and listeners out there that are struggling with that or that are on the front lines of actually going out and helping keep our society and our economy open and moving every single day. And so for that, first of all, thank you to all of those individuals that are out there helping keep everything moving forward. But I think that, again, it's for me at least, I think it's trying to find those little moments, the little silver linings, whether it's just going out for a quick walk or even going out for a drive, just trying to change the scenery around a little bit. I'm a big believer in the psychology of space. And so really trying to define and segment work spaces and making sure to try to get out and change what I'm looking at every day, just to provide a different perspective and at least a little bit of a shake up from the norm.
Yeah, I think that's really well said. And I think that like the change of scenery is important. And like the introduction of new dynamics, I think, is a really, really healthy way to approach like the daily delta not becoming the only daily delta. So before we jump in today's episode, just from the hip, quick fire lightning round game that we're going to play. What's one thing that you have either learned about your partner, if applicable, or revealed to your partner or roommate or, you know, whatever the living situation is, if applicable, since entering quarantine life? Koobs, let's start with you.
It's been different for us because my husband is work from home as well. And we are in completely different zones of the house. But I think what he has learned is like not to bother me until 5 o'clock or he hears like my final call hang up, because he does not have the same workflow as I do. He's had a little bit more free time on his hand. And so he'll come up and try and like have a conversation. And I'm just like, please get the hell out of here before I murder you, because I like don't need your distractions. And so for him, I think he's learned that I do not like to be interrupted during my workday very often, whereas he is a lot more fluid within his day. And I think he has seen the side of me that is a lot more rigid than he is maybe used to.
Cool.
Super fun. Great question. Thanks for asking.
You bet. You bet. You bet.
Drew, are you going to go next?
I can if you want. You want
no,
me to?
No, I'll hop in. So I think that the thing for me has been, I think you can tell, people can tell whether or not I've had a shower based on whether or not I'm wearing a hat. I can never walk out in public again wearing a hat, I think, now that I've confessed that. But after a couple straight days of wearing hats, people are kind of like, hey, Graham, are you going to, like, clean up today, or what's going on? So.
You dirty sumbitch, you.
That is hilarious.
I frequently wear a hat.
But he has great teeth.
He does have great teeth. It offsets it. I frequently wear the hat, but that's because my hair is growing, and I look like a human version of a Q-tip, and so I'm just hiding it. It does not mean that I may or may not have showered that day. So for me, I'll take it to the other end of the spectrum. Leading up to quarantine, I was proud to be able to say I had never broken wind in front of my fiance. I can't say that anymore. I farted in front of Shay about a week ago.
It's kind of good that you ripped the Band-Aid off the rest of your life
Coops.
To not have, you did, but at least now she knows what she's in for.
She does.
So,
she does.
I mean,
she
there's
does.
That.
Yep. So
congratulations. That's a pretty big relationship milestone.
It is.
If
it
I
is.
Say so.
It's like, you know, get engaged. Then the reality sets in. Yep. So, okay, now that we have the weird, awkward, vulnerable moments.
Get another girl
way,
on this podcast.
Oh, man. So this has been one hell of a season. We've had some incredible conversations. We've been able to really look at and explore some incredible, like, topics and things that are happening within the landscape that is business, but also that is impact and purpose and just amazing stories and humans doing incredible shit on the face of the earth. It's also a really exciting time for the podcast itself, because this is recently when we've welcomed Graham as a co-host of the show. So that's awesome. Woo-hoo! So as our season finale, if you will, I feel like it could be a really fun exercise for each of us to share what our favorite moment of the show thus far has been. And, maybe for our listeners out there who have not been able to consume the entire catalog, it could be a nice, trajectory or North Star or whatever for them to go back and pinpoint an episode or two that they should listen to while we're gearing up for the next season. And we'll come back to that towards the tail end of this show so everybody out there knows what to expect. So, Coops, I picked on you with the have you farted in front of your husband question that you answered very, very, very eloquently. Thank you, eloquently. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, Graham, what has been your favorite moment of the show thus far? And
I think that it's really twofold. I've loved hearing stories of local business leaders and owners that are really doing this good work. And I think that one in particular kind of stands out to me, and it's the work that Allo's doing here in the community to really give back and in essence put their money where their mouth is and help support local nonprofits. Particularly as we have giving days coming up here in Nebraska and around the country, being able to support the nonprofit communities is a really important aspect of what we're looking at and what we're trying to do. And so I think hearing those types of stories is really important. And from a social enterprise standpoint or a business as a force for good standpoint, I think that it's really important to recognize that these don't have to be necessarily grandiose things that companies are doing. Every day, if you can be 1% better than the day before, then that has a snowball effect and has an opportunity to really change and make a positive difference in the world as a whole. And so I think that it's being able to hear the stories and recognize that there are businesses out there that are doing these things. And yes, they're special things, but also they're doable things. They're things that businesses, whether you're in the Midwest or the East Coast, West Coast, North, South, wherever you are able to do in your community. And so I think it's just the fact of really bringing it home and recognizing that there are tangible steps that we can take today to make our world a better place.
That's man, awesome. That's yep.
Deep. Well said. I like it. And that's actually really important, specifically for where we are right now, though. Like, I think that insight and that's a good one to reflect back on.
Yeah. And I think that the aloe piece is like so cool to see, like such a staple within the community, pony up, like you said, put the money where the mouth is, but like leverage the skill sets that they have in a way that has just such a cascading impact. You know, this whole thing has been really weird and scary at times and frustrating and confused. Like it's been a weird like roller coaster of all the feels, right? And it's very easy, at least for me, to feel you know, very weak and powerless and just kind of like along for the ride. And you know, if you go down that rabbit hole, that's a slippery slope, because you can very quickly find yourself in a space that is just kind of doom and gloom. And it's stories like that that, you know, give you hope, essentially, mm-hmm. I feel, right? So I'm really glad that you called that.
What
that
about you there, Drew, while you're on your kind of...
For me, I don't know. It's tough because, like, you know, I can go back to, you know, the Do More Good conference and being able to talk to, you know, like John Rood. Obviously, that one was incredible for me for you know, outside influences or whatever. Still exchange emails and phone calls with that guy from time to time. You know, the whole roster from Do More Good was incredible. But to be frank, mm-hmm. I feel like the content from, October of 2019, I was in a mm-hmm. really interesting headspace. You know, last year was a really... I feel like it was a very transformative year in my life. There was a lot of heavy shit that happened in my life. Had a pretty intense colon cancer scare and had a lot of what does it mean to be alive? Like essentially like the existential crisis that is to be a human. And that led me down a lot of paths, you know, about like introspective analysis and like, how can I be the best human and partner and father and all the things. And that forced me to have a lot of really, really tough conversations with myself and take a really long, hard look in the mirror that is the ego of self, essentially. And I don't think I've ever told you this, Coops, but a lot of the conversations that we had on the show about like me feeling that, you know, a lot of, you know, the daily motions were very lemming-esque and that, you know, that's not really what it means to be alive. A lot of that was pretty therapeutic for me in a way. And I've never thanked you for that, A, so thank you. And B, it was a really neat and like valuable process for me to be able to articulate a lot of those things, but then have a really grounded conversation with someone like yourself. And then Graham, when you started coming onto the show more regularly, we were still poking at that bear a little bit. And so for me, it was really just talking about what it means to be a human and then how being a human and living the best, you know, existence that you possibly can really ties into purpose and impact and everything that we talk about on the show. I made a lot of connections the tail end of last year that didn't exist for me before, and it was pretty transformative.
Yeah, I think I kind of have a similar feeling that doing this podcast for me has really kind of shifted my perspective quite a bit with how I think about like self and business and how you should bring your whole self to your office every day. And I've learned a lot along the way this last year. It's been a super fun ride, which is why I'm super excited for the next chapter of the podcast. But I think listening to Ed O'Boyle discuss the insights they have at Gallup and how being really in tune with your team and like your purpose and why you exist every day really was articulated really well. And the fact that they have all the data and statistics to help back the reasons why you should make more mindful choices, I think just like reinforces a lot of things that we all feel and think, but that you're always like, oh gosh, you know, is that a thing? Yes, it's a thing. And how making sure your team is engaged, like that one was just a real kind of tip of the iceberg for me that helped put a lot of other content in perspective. And then listening to J. Cohn Gilbert then also speak about how he really found his purpose when they were trying to pick a shoe manufacturer in China, and just how it's not just what you say, but it really goes all the way through all the layers of your company. And mm-hmm. I thought that was so profound. So those were probably for me some of the biggest moments that I had on the show, which were some of the earlier moments, but it was also because we were in the thick of the Do More Good conference. And I don't think either of us at that moment knew like the impact that this podcast would have on us. And then the other conversations we have with businesses, which is why I'm super stoked for the next season and where it's going and the conversations that Graham and the Do More Good movement are setting up. So that way we can continue to kind of like peel back these types of opportunities to bring to other people to hopefully shape their perspectives and insights on how they're going to manage their teams, especially after this, I mean, a pandemic. Again, every day I say it, I know I say it and I'm a broken record, but I'm like, we are in a pandemic. What in the hell is happening? But like, this content is so much more impactful, I feel like, now than it even could have been, like what I could have imagined it would have been a year ago, because this is when we really need for our business community and just community to really rally around each other. And I think a lot of the lessons we've learned this last year kind of have helped shape that path for, I know, myself and hopefully others.
Well, and Angie, you know, To add on to that point, I don't know if anybody's watched any TV in the last 2 to 3 weeks, but it seems like almost every single advertisement that's on TV is about what businesses are doing to give back during this time.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's ever been a moment where the community spirit of businesses has been more prevalent or more highlighted than it has been right now. And I think it'll be really fascinating to see sort of where these businesses go from this standpoint, whether they stand by those commitments and whether they are able to maintain those commitments, even once we get past COVID. But it's been, you know, I think that it's inspiring almost to get to see, to watch TV nowadays, because I'm watching it for the advertisements more than almost the content that's mm-hmm. being produced, primarily because it's really showing the true colors and the bright spots of where the business community is moving, I think. And hopefully we don't get back to normal. Hopefully this becomes the new normal where businesses are standing up and committing to supporting community, to standing by employees and doing these types of things. So, mm-hmm. you know, finding the silver linings is challenging sometimes, but I think all you have to do is turn on the TV and just watch the commercials. You can mute the rest of it and just see what businesses are doing to stand up and stand by our world today.
Yeah, straight up. So let's talk about real fast, like what to expect with the future of the show, right? I think it's important that we just like out of the gate talk about how the show is going to go into a very, very, very brief hiatus. We want to make sure that as we're gearing up for the next season, we're thinking through the format of the show a little bit. We're thinking through, you know, what makes the most sense in terms of like content, scheduling, the guests that we're bringing on the show, all of the pieces, just to make sure that the show is 150% something that's valuable for you as the listener. But, you know, we're going to take the next 4 weeks-ish to really kind of like zip that up and complete that circle. And then we're going to be back to just regular scheduling shortly after that. But like Graham, Angie, is there anything that either of you are really excited for that you want to kind of tease for the next season of the podcast? Or do you want to just like do the cliffhanger thing and just make them wait?
I'm tempted to do a cliffhanger, but I'm happy to give a little insight. You know, but it's we're really excited because the Do More Good conference, we did move it to October. Obviously, with all of the stuff surrounding COVID-19 right now, we're in the process of trying to navigate that space. So we'll have some updates about where Do More Good stands when we come back from and start recording again here in June. But I think that what people have an opportunity to look forward to is that we already have most of our speakers lined up. Pretty much the entire agenda for the conference is ready to go. And so finding ways to be able to help to at least hear from and give a little bit of teasers to a lot of those speakers that are going to be coming into the conference and will be presenting sort of longer form content at that point, you can look forward to that. We're planning to kind of release and roll out the speaker announcements as through the ROI of Y podcast. And so we're really excited to be able to promote some of that. And then also, I think just revisiting a lot of the conversations that we've had previously, some of those heavy hitters that have come in that are doing some major global things in terms of helping change the mindset of business in general, we'll be revisiting some of those conversations as well. So I think that we've got an opportunity to really check in and see kind of where people stand as the world is changing. I mean, every single day, hour by hour, we're sort of entering this new normal, and we're really excited to be able to bring in a lot of really strong voices, both local and national, that are going to help kind of frame where the business community is moving and where this social impact community is focusing their attention. And so I'm really excited about what we have lined up. I'm excited about where the future of this podcast is going. I think that we're also interested to hear from the viewers and listeners what content they're interested in, because we have this opportunity right now to start kind of aligning ourselves and figuring out what content has resonated. So please, again, I know Drew will say this at the end, but smash that subscribe button, drop us a line, leave us some feedback, let us know what resonated with you during this season of the podcast, so that we can really tailor our content to what is of interest to you. And I think that we're excited to just keep moving forward and bring the stories and be a megaphone for good work and good deeds that are happening out there in the world. Angie, what would you have to add?
Guys, I feel like you really covered it. I think the biggest thing is just being really kind of hot on what's happening in the environment around us, pulling on those influencers and people that are being the true change makers. Is really kind of our MO as we're booking the next season already. So very excited, really looking forward to see the activity that's going to happen this coming Tuesday on Giving Tuesday. Now, there are nonprofits all across the country who are engaging, who are looking to get those match fund donations. So if you're a business who, I hear this all the time, that says it's so hard to pick one organization, participate in a match fund and you can, you know, do that. We have a match fund set up. It's at now.firespring.com, and you can donate at the state or national level. But that way you're helping all the nonprofits versus just having to pick one to put your money behind. But just looking forward to getting the people that are really helping make that event a success on the show and really highlighting those stories is going to be really fun.
I would agree. I feel like we're done now, right? Like, I don't even have to say the things I normally say. Like, I have to say that.
Just do all those things.
Just do the things that they talked about, and we're probably good, right? well, what I will try to add to it as like the sign off, I suppose, is I have really enjoyed this season of the show. I've really enjoyed having the opportunity to have the conversations with the guests that we did, but also just the conversations that we had as a group, right? Like, the four of us that are doing this podcast, it's cool because we get to, you know, peek behind the curtain a little bit, if you will. You know, every day when you're at the office and it's quick fire meeting after meeting after meeting, you rarely get the opportunity to have a real conversation, I feel. And, you know, forcing ourselves to block time on our calendars to just talk to each other about awesome shit, it's been good for me, and I've really, really enjoyed it. So I appreciate the three of you more than I can express. So thank you guys for being a part of this ride and this journey. And this has been super cool. And I cannot wait to roll out the next season. I think it's going to be dope as hell, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So
So mark your calendars. June 15th, we will be hitting you with our next episode. So take a break.
That's right.
Do a staycation, go camping in your backyard, and we will see you or speak with you in a handful of weeks.
That's right. So until next time, wash your hands, keep it crunchy.
Yes.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Graham.
And we will catch you on the flip.
How do I feel when my website and applications come under attack? Thanks to Neustar Security, I feel confident. Their full ultra-secure suite of always-on cloud security services means our website will always be available to our customers whenever they need it, day or night. Neustar Security does more than ensure my company's online presence is ultra-secure. It ensures my peace of mind. Neustar Security, always on, ultra-secure.